Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The time, but Squarespace is the easiest and basically the only way, if you're an idiot like me, to build a professional-looking website, portfolio, or online store. It's beautiful. It's simple. Drag and drop. 24/7 live support. Plans start at just $8 a month, and it gets even lower than that if you use our coupon code. That's If I Were You. So if you go to squarespace.com/ifiwereyou and put in that coupon code, If I Were You, you'll get 10% off their already low, low price. You can even do a free trial. So if you're not ready to commit any money quite yet, but you're just a little curious to learn more about this Squarespace thing, do check them out. And not only that, but a lot of these plans even include a domain name. And I know what you're thinking. All the good domain names are taken. Well, if you guys act fast, I found 4 pretty great ones that are available at the time of recording. For example, pinkguacamole.com. Yeah, it's definitely visual. Leanmuffins.com, you know, if you wanted to start like a blog about lean muffins, that would be a good one. MyNameIsn'tDale.com, that's a good blog for basically anyone who's not named Dale. Also kind of ironically funny if your name is Dale, if that was your website name. And lastly, fartresses.com. You know about fortresses? Well, this is like that, but made out of farts. So it's fartresses.com. These are all domain names that are available to build amazingly beautiful, nice, cleanly designed websites using Squarespace. Specifically, our promo code, squarespace.com/ifiwereyou. All right, let's get started. Don't worry, things got real in this episode. Enjoy!
Uh-huh. You'll have one last problem after this, girl. Digging a mirror's gonna help ya. They really wanna help you. Ooh. That's why they started a podcast that is called If I Were You. Tell them your problems and they will solve them with their humor and a lot of jokes at your expense. Head in the clouds, got no weight on my shoulders. Thanks to the strangers I listen to online. I got one last problem. Thanks to Jake and Amir. Send your question to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Peace. I'm out of here. Well, I mean, start the show. That's what I meant.
Philip from Sweden.
Philip. Very, very, very nice. Very Philip.
From Sweden.
That was very classic him, wasn't it?
Isn't it good that other countries have to learn our language?
Yeah.
That way they can sing our songs and submit to our podcasts and listen to our shows.
You're a bad person.
Can you imagine if we had to learn the languages of all of our fans? That would be a waste of our time. It would be an absolute... Like, what if our fans in Thailand...
You don't deserve to have fans. Let alone worldwide audience. Because you're not happy that you have them. You're just happy that they speak your language.
I'm Mr. Worldwide, actually. Yeah.
I have lipstick stamps on
my
passport.
Yeah, I think I need a new one.
Wow.
Because look at all the stamps on it. It's ruined my passport.
It's unusable.
Plus, I'm due for a renewal anyway.
Border control doesn't... doesn't accept this.
Lipstick stamps? Where were you?
No.
The Virgin Islands? Hey, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Amir.
I like that we swing now.
Yeah.
Not talking about the intro. We literally, we swing.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about dancing either.
Right. We swing. I'm not talking about like a tire on a tree either.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Okay.
We fuck each other.
Okay. I was talking about golfing.
Oh.
We go golfing together.
Oh my
it's
God.
Golf swing.
Oh.
We fuck each other afterwards.
Yeah.
I don't think that's swinging, though. That's just something we do.
Yeah, swinging is if we had wives and we switched it up.
Oh, yeah. The opposite of swinging. We just fuck each other.
Would you ever swing if you were married and things were getting a little stale and then another married couple came over?
Maybe if things were getting really, really stale and I didn't feel threatened by the other dude.
You'd imagine a world where you could swing.
I'd have to really, 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 really want to fuck this dude's wife.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I don't know. That's sort of like if you had a wife and you could fuck Natalie Portman.
I would do it. Sorry. What was the question?
You had to kill your wife.
I would do it. Sorry. What was the other question?
You had to kill your wife in order to fuck Natalie Portman.
I would do it.
You're a murderer.
Fuck it. I'm going to fuck my wife and hope for the best. I feel like it's going to lead to the Portman blow.
At least.
At the very least, I'll go to third base. How about I strangle my wife? She goes into a medically induced coma.
And even if nothing happens with me and Portman, you know, I'll go to my grave knowing that I tried.
At the very least, I'd like to finger her for a strangle. I'll strangle for a finger.
If anybody listening has a line out there.
So how does it work? We get emails from people. And these people are in desperate situations. They email us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. They ask our advice, and this is the show in which we do it.
Interesting. New intro. I wouldn't say it's better.
This is the show in which we give it.
This is the show in which we do it. All right.
In which we give said advice.
In which we... Excuse me?
You're high.
People email us in their questions asking for advice, and this is the show where we do it.
Then we have another show where we don't do it. That's a different show entirely.
Just the one you did with Ben.
This is the one that we do, the advice one. It's funny how 90-some-odd episodes in, still perfecting the explanation.
Yeah.
Not quite 100% yet.
I would say it's charming.
Yeah.
I think we perfected the art of charming through the intro.
Yeah. I mean, at the very least, we got expensive microphones.
That's pretty good.
That's an improvement.
That's saying something.
That we spent money. We spent cash, honey.
Yeah, this voice is good.
What?
Nothing, actually. Dude, let's do the whole entire podcast in that voice.
All right. Let's treat me like one of your lovers. Fuck. All right.
Fuck, I'm locked into this.
Oh, no, baby. I don't even know what I'm trying to... What do you imagine when I do that? An old drunk lady?
Yeah, I guess an old...
Or like an effeminate younger man?
Yeah, I think I was imagining more of like... an older, effeminate man.
Yeah. Either way, I'm smoking a cigarette out of like one of those cigarette extenders.
Right, definitely.
Yeah, bitch. What was that about? What are those? Like, what's the point? So I don't get cigarettes from all my fucking fingers?
E-cigarette?
Is it? No.
Just like a really long e-cigarette, though.
What's an e-cigarette extender? What's the point of the cigarette extenders? Is it so that your fingers don't smell like cigarettes?
Maybe. Butts? Maybe it's like just kind of sexy looking.
I don't know. I'm not an expert in that or in anything. Hey, let's answer some questions.
All right.
This guy says he has a quick question, so maybe we should start with that one.
That sounds good.
Just a quick question. What should we call this dude? Keep in mind he's English.
Let's call him the most famous English person I know.
Hugh Laurie.
Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill.
Is a close second to Hugh Laurie. Hugh Laurie it is.
Hugh Laurie writes, "Hey Amir and the Pinch. Here's the situation.
Here's the situation. Got my Tinder game on point, and I've been talking to this girl who's pretty down to bang. Problem is, I'm not sure if I want to due to the fact that I don't find her attractive. Should I just hit it and quit it? She's made it clear she wants a relationship, but I don't feel like she's the one. So am I a diva scumbag for fucking her? Thanks, Hugh Laurie.
Hugh Laurie.
Yeah.
Mr. Laurie, House MD himself.
He's Hugh Laurious.
He said,
this girl's down to bang, but I don't find her attractive. She wants a relationship.
Is it on Tinder?
Yeah.
You don't have to have a... He's worried that she wants to have a relationship.
He's worried that he shouldn't fuck a girl that he's not attracted to, because it's like, oh, he's leading her on in some way.
I think he is attracted to her.
Oh.
If he wants to fuck her, then he's attracted to her. He's just like, oh, but she's not conventionally attractive, so I wouldn't want to like date her or bring her around to my friends.
Right.
But if he's going to fuck her, he's like at least somewhat attracted to her. But is that true? Yeah, I fuck ugly people all the time, but I'm attracted to them.
Would you say but haven't you also slept with people you're not attracted to?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But then when you get a little, in some way.
When you get drunk, you get attracted to them.
Well, yeah, that's pretty easy. So, but also, like, even when they're ugly, I'm probably attracted to them in some, like, just deep, dark corner of my body.
Yeah, in the deepest, darkest corner of theirs.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Our genitals, the deepest, darkest parts.
So I guess it's weird because it's like, oh, don't sleep with someone you're not attracted to, but... By definition, if you sleep with them, are you attracted to them?
Yeah, like, I'm not... Sorry, I'm just, like, really not into you. Oh, my penis is hard. Your vagina's wet. I guess we are.
Anatomically.
Our bodies are saying that we are.
So I guess I am attracted to you. So you're saying if he feels this way...
If just for a moment. Maybe you could be with someone... Maybe you could, like, be around someone like, oh, this guy's gross, or this girl's gross. And then, like, something happens. You're like, whoa, I'm riled up. I'm turned down. And then you do it, and you, like, come. And then you're like, oh, shit. I wasn't feeling that as much as I thought I was.
Yeah, I feel bad.
So maybe he can see that. He can see himself doing that, and he's worried because he might feel bad because she wants more.
Right. He's quote-unquote leading her on, perhaps.
Well, it sounds like they've matched on Tinder, and she wants to bang, and she wants a relationship. It doesn't sound like it's that serious. You're probably not like...
So maybe this is what he should do. He should say, hey, I really don't want a relationship, but I'm down to hang out.
Right.
That means like, hey, I'm down to sleep with you, but yeah. I don't want to see you ever again after the fact.
Just like, hey, yeah, let's meet up. I just like, if you're worried, you know, I think he would say something like, hey, let's meet up. Just to be totally upfront, I'm not looking for anything serious, but I think it'd be fun to meet up sometime.
Oh, yeah. Then that's the vague, polite, socially normal way of saying, I don't want to date you, but I'm down to bone once or twice.
Yeah.
And if she responds to that, then you can go for it. You don't have to feel bad. You're not a scumbag.
Right.
But if she says no, then it's like, okay, you don't have to lie to her and be like, no, never mind, I do want a relationship, and then sleep with her. And then
yeah, I think you go with this. This is the method, the path of least resistance.
Right. Which is the honest truth.
Always. Almost always the truth will set you free.
Except when it doesn't.
In which case the lie sets you free.
And I could actually get behind that, bitch.
Yeah, it's like American or English is not your first language.
No, yeah, I learned it like 30 years ago.
So how old are you?
48. But I've been 48 for 12 years, honey.
You're dead.
Yeah.
You're a Crypt Keeper. You're an old gay skeleton. That's what that character is.
I'm melting. All right, next question.
Yeah.
This one's pretty great. What, are we just doing British people? We're giving these real emails from real people fake names to preserve their anonymity in case
we're giving
were
these
wondering.
Real people British names yeah. to preserve their Britishnimity.
Yeah. They're completely untraceable in England, but you know who they are everywhere else in the world. Another Englishman? Perhaps an Englishman who went up a mountain and came down, or went up a hill and came down a mountain?
Huh?
It's a Hugh Grant movie.
I was going to say Sir Edmund Hillary, the guy that climbed Mount Everest.
Okay, that works too. You're choosing sirs, and I'm choosing Hughes. So Hugh Grant writes, "Hey guys, help out if you can. I cheated on my GF of 3 years like 3 weeks ago with someone I met at work, got her number, and had sex like 3 hours later. Never saw her again. She was in NY for a week, and she moved back to Oklahoma or whatever. So I felt like she would never find out, since the girl's not from around here. But she, like, fell in love with me and kept texting me, and I was all like, it was a one-night stand, like, chill, and deleted her number, and my girlfriend read one of her incoming texts on my phone, saying, 'I miss your dick,' or something crazy, and found out that I cheated on her after talking to this girl who told her everything. I want to get my GF back. It's been 2 days, and I explained everything honestly in emails to her that I deaded like hundreds of girls before that were DTF, and it was a one-time thing, and I really do love her, and I fucked up. It's been 2 days, and this other girl has been sleeping over at my crib I've been seeing, too, and wants to be with me, like waiting for me and my girlfriend to break up. But my question is, how can I get my GF back after cheating on her? Because I really do love her, and I want to be with her. And is it cool for me to be with this other girl while me and my ex are on a break? Because, you know, I need that sex, like, question mark, question mark."
What?
Love, Hugh Grant.
Hugh, that guy's probably our coolest fan, right?
It's funny to say that this guy who serial cheats on his girlfriend is our coolest fan.
Yeah.
But yeah, he is.
Definitely.
Yeah. So this girl be like, "What?" And then his girlfriend be like, "What?" And now he has this other girl who's over. Like, can he sleep with her?
I deaded like 100 girls.
Yeah, that's like a
deaded.
That's cool. Yeah, it's a cool word to say. Like, I deaded.
Sorry, I gotta dead that girl, man.
Imagine being so attractive that you have to come up with a word for rejecting the girls that all want to sleep with you.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
3 years, cheats on her once with someone that you thought it was safe because that girl was leaving town.
Yeah, moving to Oklahoma or some shit.
I think that doesn't make it okay. That almost makes it worse that you're that careful.
And also, he's still very cavalier about it. He's like, "Now, since we're technically on a break, you know, because she's pissed at me for cheating on her, can I sleep with this other girl while I work to earn my girlfriend's trust back?"
Yeah, I explained to her everything in email while this other girl was blowing me.
Yeah, it's like, hey, one out of 100 snuck through. That's a great rate, babe. If you can't handle that, maybe we shouldn't be together.
That's nice. Put it in that math term for her.
Yeah, like a 1%. Yeah, you're deading 99% of possible honeys.
Deading 99%, but this bitch was one.
Yeah, this last one, she is the 1%. This girl who was DTF.
They're all DTF.
Yeah.
This guy's such a pimp that he can't have a one-night stand without the girl falling in love. He can't shack up with some girl just like on the side without her wanting him and his girlfriend to break up.
Like,
this guy got magic dick.
Yeah, he's got that magic dick.
I got the magic dick. Whoa, is that what that fucking song's about?
Oh, the magic stick?
I just realized that sort of sounds like a dick, and it's a slang for a stick.
Oh, my God. And when he says, "I'm going to the candy shop, keep going till you hit the spot."
Yeah, "I'll let you lick the lollipop." Like, what is that? Like,
yeah.
What is he talking about?
I think they're talking about popsicles, bitch.
Who is that guy?
Why is he dead?
What's his name?
Theodore.
Great.
Well, that's his last name.
Oh, what's his first name?
Leslie.
Leslie.
His name is actually Leslie Alvin Theodore.
Oh. Also kind of like Theodore Leslie.
Theodore Leslie the second. You mean junior? Honey, if you think that, you got another thing coming. What are you talking about, Theodore Leslie? Oh. Theodore Alvin Leslie.
Leslie.
Guaranteed to brighten your day.
I wonder if you'll ever have the problem of three girls trying to fuck you at the same time.
You know, I've never deaded a girl, but I've put some in a coma. At the very least, I put a few in a coma in order to...
At the very least, we're talking about my wife, who I strangled in order to finger Natalie Portman. Put her right in a coma.
Medically induced, but still. Yeah. So what should this playa do? I feel like this playa needs to play. I feel like he shouldn't be in
even
a relationship.
Even you sit calling him a playa.
Yeah, I feel like this dude is my dude.
You just brought him down a level.
Keep in mind, this guy listens to podcasts.
Yeah, so how cool could he possibly be?
Yeah.
All right.
As we say into microphones, we record a podcast.
Yeah.
That's much lamer well,
we're
than listening.
Huge, we're huge losers, and our fans are regular losers.
You guys are cooler than us.
Yeah. That's a win.
Which is a small, small honor.
Microscopic.
So, I feel like this guy should just let this girlfriend go, and yeah, instead of deading girls, just liven them up.
Totally. Live your life.
You take them off life support.
Aren't in love with your girlfriend because you cheated on her and now you're shacked up with somebody else.
Can you cheat on your girlfriend if you're still in love with her, or do you have to fall out of love in order to cheat?
You know, coming from somebody who's never cheated on anyone, it's
ever
tough. It's really tough.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Can you put yourself in the shoes of
how
someone?
How do I do that? How do I put myself in the shoes of a monster? My feet wouldn't fit in those shoes. Monsters have large feet. I have regular size feet. So I don't have a lot in common with a monster.
That
I don't sleep
said,
under the bed. I sleep on top of the bed. I don't hide in the closet. I get my clothes from the closet.
I guess.
Yeah. I'm not a monster.
This is a new thing, like daily affirmations.
Yeah, I've been doing daily affirmations.
Do you still do this?
No, I haven't really done them since I moved to Los Angeles.
I hear they're good. I heard on, I think, another podcast, maybe Pete's podcast, that he does daily affirmations and it helps.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, your subconscious doesn't know the difference between you telling yourself you're awesome and other people.
That's pretty cool. And it does make sense. I don't do the daily affirmations the same way I used to, but I do like a random like daily sentence like,
to yourself.
Yeah, to psych myself up
out loud. But he's talking about out loud into the mirror,
like
you're awesome. People like you. You're very
loud.
Cool. You're funny. You're friendly. You're
I'll
nice.
Whisper it to myself in the car.
Oh, is that like,
or like say it out loud in the car? Sometimes I'll like, give myself a pep talk in the car, but it's always in a car. It's never like standing in the mirror being like, you are a do-gooder.
Yeah.
Go get them today,
you're capable
Hurwitz.
Of making a positive change in the world.
Yeah, wow. No, I'm a piece of shit.
I do the opposite.
I'm a garbage man. And I don't mean the kind that pick up your trash. At least those people are productive members of society.
Yeah, I'm less than a garbage man. I'm a garbage can.
Yeah, I belong in a garbage can. I belong in a dumpster, and I belong in a landfill.
Yeah, call me Oscar because I am a grouch.
Yes.
I am grumpy and with due cause. I have nothing to look forward to, nothing to be happy about in life.
Yep.
I am a trash garbage man.
And I don't even think people can learn a lesson from my sad tale because I'm that stupid that everything I do is pretty much common sense.
Yeah.
So,
can you tell me how to get to Suicide Street? Where were we with this guy?
Telling him that he wasn't in love with his girlfriend. Oh, yeah. I do think, yeah, when you cheat on somebody, you... I have no idea. Psychology is not really my strong suit.
Yeah.
I cheat on people all the time and I think I'm in love. So, like, I'll love somebody and then cheat on them with somebody else that I'm in love with.
Right.
But for me, love is like micro spurts. I'm in love. I'm in love. I'm in love. I'm in love. You know?
Like little bursts of micro love.
And it sounds like this guy might have parts to that. He's like, loves this girl for 3 years, but then he's like, been sort of, you know, deading a lot of girls until he meets one that's like, gonna leave town. So he's like, oh, I'll see what's up here.
To Oklahoma or some shit.
Yeah. And now you're like, oh, as soon as this girl's broken up with you, you're like, all right, cool. I'm single. I'm gonna fuck somebody else until we get back together. It seems like you're sort of like taking advantage of this opportunity. But I think that's okay. You're broken up. Stay broken up. Do your thing. I'm totally with you.
We agree.
For once.
Go hook up with that Oklahoman again.
Oklahoma!
Oklahoma!
Yeah! Do Johnny. It Sooners!
What?
Do it Sooners.
Rather than Laters?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're the Sooner State.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You said psychology wasn't your strong suit.
It is now.
What is your strong suit?
Air. Not really a suit, but I'm pretty good at looking up at looking up pornography.
Yeah, it's not a suit.
Finding clips that get me off.
Not really a suit, but I've been pretty into solitaire lately. An iPhone game.
Yeah, all my strengths are kind of embarrassing, but I know a lot about porn.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Mm-hmm. Porn is like your sports for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just good.
It's nice.
It's good. It's nice to have something in the bag there.
Yeah. You know, it's useless how much you know about sports.
Exactly. And it's at least you're doing something with your knowledge. It's not like I'm jerking off to, like, Kobe's 81-point game.
You, I've seen you jerk off to that on YouTube.
No, that was his 62 and three quarters game. He had 62 after three versus Dallas.
Your dick's growing right now.
I'm like a perverted Pinocchio, a basketball Pinocchio. I'm trying to find the third question. Are you ready for the third question?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Ooh, a lady's name. A lady British? A lady Britishman?
A lady Englishman?
British, a female Englishman?
A female Brit?
Does that even... Or is it like British people are men and then like the girls are like... Is it like the
I think it's girl Britishman and a dude
male,
Britishman.
And a male I think, Britishman. No, girls... This girls. That's what a Scottish person is.
Dame.
A Scottish person is a female British person.
Oh, I see.
We'll figure this out before we get to London.
Yeah, we should.
On September 8th is
wait,
our
we didn't
show.
Give her a name. Oh, we are not talking about
yeah, that. Yeah. Yeah, let's give her a female British name.
Who is the most noble British woman of all?
Oh, Kate Beckinsale.
I was going to say the Queen Jerry Halliwell.
Oh, very good.
Thank
Sporty
you.
Spice.
Who is Kate Beckinsale?
Kate Beckinsale is in Serendipity.
She's cute.
Mm-hmm. Very hot.
Would you kill Natalie Portman to finger Kate Beckinsale?
Wow. I feel like that's such a common question. Yeah, I think so.
Holy shit. I'd love if you got arrested for
I would never hurt anybody. I would never put my harm a woman, a man, or a child. Even if they were picking on someone I loved, I wouldn't fight back. I'm sort of a passive pussy.
Oh.
So let's say some bully is hitting, literally abusing physically a brother of mine, even my father or mother. I would yell at him. I would say, stop it, sir. But I would never physically harm anybody.
You're a pacifist.
Yeah. Jerry Halliwell writes.
Yes.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Back in December, I ended things with my boyfriend of 6 years. We went on a while without talking, but over the last few months, we've become friendly again. We do normal things together, eat lunch, occasionally grab drinks, etc. Nothing serious, totally platonic. There aren't any romantic feelings from us on either end. My problem is that his new girlfriend has no idea we've been spending time together or that we've been talking again. She's in Texas. They do the long distance thing currently. Whenever we hang out, he tells her he's with the guys or at work. Do I have any obligation to tell her what's going on? I don't want to cause problems for them or even be involved in their relationship at all. But if I was in her position, I definitely would want to know. Thanks for any advice you can give me. Love, Jerry Halliwell.
Jerry.
Oh,
don't lie to us.
Jerry. Is she lying to us or to herself?
She's lying to us. She's like, I don't want to cause any problems. Should I tell her that we've been hanging out?
It's totally non-romantic.
Should I tattle? I don't want to get involved.
Yeah,
in
I don't
want to
meddle.
I know
really.
I'd want to know, so maybe I'll mention that he lies to her and hangs out with me.
You know what I should do is, like, because if I just tell her we're hanging out, that's kind of, like, weird and platonic. So maybe I should, like, sort of as a goof, kiss him in, like, a casual way.
As a bit? Just
yeah.
in doing a silly little goof bit?
And then it's like, oh, now I have to tell her.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I don't want to get involved. I'm just going to let her know I'm kissing my ex-boyfriend, a.k.a. her current main squeeze.
Main squeeze.
And then let's see what happens. Maybe that'll lead to them not being... Because I'm single. So actually, that would be kind of convenient. We live in the same city and her...
Love him.
Oh, what
not
was
to
that?
Mention that I'm still in, very much in love with him.
But
I want him back.
She said that they only hang out all the time platonically.
Oh yeah, it's just dinner, drinks, and then he lies to his girlfriend about who he's hanging out with. That is platonic. And you're like, at the point where you feel uncomfortable enough that you're considering telling her.
Yeah.
So that sounds platonic. It sounds healthy. It sounds like you're not involved, and it sounds good. I'm happy you guys are over each other and you're living your best lives.
Yeah, this reminds me of all the ex-girlfriends that I hang out with on a one-on-one basis.
Yeah, you remember that night that you had dinner with three of your exes and your current
Isabella,
girlfriend.
Theodora, and Calvina.
Yeah, Calvina especially.
Yeah, we had a nice...
Yeah.
I had a breakfast, lunch, and dinner date. Well, not a date, you obviously.
Well, you went to sushi, but you found a way to order huevos rancheros from a diner next door.
And had it delivered via Seamless Web. So you are meddling. You do still have feelings for him, or at the very least, he still has feelings for you, and you know about it.
Yeah, at the very least, he's aware that it's not good for his relationship to hang out with you, so he's lying to his ex. So you're meddling. If you feel bad, you don't have an obligation to do anything. I don't think, because this isn't her relationship. The dude's asking you to hang out. If I were you, I would be like, I don't want to do this just because it's stupid. Why do you want to hang out with your ex-boyfriend as friends? You should be out there meeting new people. This dude already was with you. You guys decided it wasn't going to work, so what are you doing?
Right? But what if she does like him and she's like, maybe I want to get him away from his girlfriend? Is that mean? Or is it just like opening up the possibility, and then it's his decision?
I don't know if it's mean. It's unhealthy.
Is it mean to try to steal a guy away from another girl if you're a girl?
I feel like it's probably...
Like, if you don't have malicious intent, and you actually like a guy, and he has a girlfriend that's long distance, is it mean to try to break them up?
I think it's mean to, like, tear at the fabric of a relationship and, like, meddle with it to the point that it falls apart, and then, like, you've manipulated it to a certain point where you can insert yourself. I think that's mean-spirited. I think that's bad. But I think I can see where you're saying, like, you come in, pure heart rule, you say, would you like to go out sometime? Even if you know that that person has a significant other, that person sees, you know what, maybe I do want to explore this relationship. Maybe then it's on them to, like, start moving away from their significant other if he wants to explore some other relationship. But I think I don't think it's good to be like metal, you know, like that passive stuff, the planting seeds, being weird, being
hanging
shady,
out, quote unquote, platonically.
Yeah. I think that's like, to have a long con is kind of bullshit, but to lay out your everything on the table, like,
by the way, if you were in a relationship, I think we should date. Do with that information what you will.
Yeah. That's much better. And it will be ultimately better on your psyche, because then you're not like stringing out and wondering what's going to happen with some platonic friendship.
Yeah, but don't you want to give yourself the best chance at that? Like, if I barely know a girl, she's not going to want to be with me. But if I'm like, oh, maybe if we're hanging out a little bit, she realizes what a better guy I am than her current boyf.
Yeah, and but then why would you want to be with somebody that like could be that easily wooed away? Wouldn't you be worried then that, like,
well, I would think no, because she's only wooed because I'm perfectly compatible with her and I'm her perfect
have you
mate.
Done this before?
No, but I'm def considering it. I'm trying to find a dating site that like has people only in relationships.
Isn't that Ashley Madison?
Yeah, but I don't want to cheat.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I just want to break up other people's.
I think it's a little sleazy. It's a little tacky. It's more than a lot coy.
Yeah.
I don't think I like
it
very
much. But if two people are perfect, like, if that's how your parents met, wouldn't that be a romantic story? Your mom was dating someone else, but I got in there and she chose me.
I think it's a romantic story when they're, like, in high school. Like, oh, yeah, your mom was going to prom with Tom Evans, but I cut in, I said, may I have this dance? And then she danced with me the rest of the night. And I took her home. Like, oh, you guys are crazy. You little teens. But it's another thing to be like, I'm 31, my crush is 28, her boyfriend is 5 years older than her, and they've been together for 4 years, and they're thinking about getting married, but I meddled, destroyed a relationship.
But if I can destroy it, then maybe it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
Don't you want your relationship to be unmeddleable? All right. Or is every relationship meddleable?
I see what you're saying. Like, if you're an earthquake and there's an earthquake and a building falls down, you're like, yeah. Well, that building wasn't structurally sound.
It didn't have a good foundation.
Yeah, but like, you don't have to build structurally sound buildings everywhere because there's not always supposed to be earthquakes.
Oh, you know so I'm you're saying? Talking about this only works for couples in San Francisco along the San Andreas Fault.
It's just like, it's not necessarily fair for somebody to have like a normal, seemingly healthy relationship, but unfortunately, it wasn't built to withstand this onslaught of you being like, you tearing down the walls.
Okay. Follow-up question. What if the boyfriend is a loser?
You didn't say that.
Yeah.
Then what if it's
like an asshole?
Then of course.
What if it's an asshole? And you're like, oh, this guy's kind of a douche.
Everybody's kind of a douche all the time.
Well, what if, like, you know a guy that you don't like?
Yeah.
If his girlfriend was awesome and you got along with him.
Well, like,
why are you dating this doof? Wouldn't you try to break them up?
I don't know, because I don't know what guys are really like when they're just with their girlfriends. I see people for like 30 seconds at a time. And like, if they say one sentence that I don't like, then they're a piece of shit in my mind. So they're in a relationship where they're talking for hours and hours, and he's opening up about his relationship with his mother and his hopes and dreams. And like, maybe he is like a beautiful person, because I don't think there are a lot of people in the world who are inherently evil or a doof loser all the time.
Right.
So I don't know.
It's a tough one.
It would really depend how tight her pussy was. No, I really wouldn't want to mess with love, is what I'm saying. Love is sacred.
What do you think, America? Tweet at us.
Well, what do you think? You think it's fine?
I think it might be fine. I think if a relationship is meddleable, like if this guy is seeing this girl, hanging out with this girl, if I was in a great relationship, I wouldn't hang out with my ex-girlfriend. If a relationship is meddleable, then you're opening it up to get meddled with, and it deserves to have this outside force perhaps try to chisel away at the very fabric of your relationship.
If a relationship is meddleable, I think you at least, this is like perfect world because this never happens.
Right.
You would owe it to the guy to be like, hey.
By the way.
I'm going to start pursuing your girlfriend. May the best man win. And he's like, all right, good, game on. I'm going to start courting her all over again, buying her flowers, doing everything that... And then, like, that's cool for her because she gets the benefit of two guys trying to woo her.
Here's the basketball analogy. There's free agents. Those are people who
Thank
are single.
Thank God it's not math. Right?
Free agents can sign with anybody. But then there's something called restricted free agents, which means if you're the team that has that person, anybody can pursue that free agent. But you have the right to match. So what you're wanting is a restricted free agency where it's like any guy can come aboard and make their case. But if they offer them a dollar amount or a love amount or a personality, at least give me the opportunity to match so that she can choose me.
I think that's fair.
But that's meddling. What this girl is doing is meddling.
What this girl is doing, yes, she's meddling. I think if you are genuinely saying, I don't want to meddle and I don't want to be involved in their relationship, then what you should do isn't tell the girl. Like, you're of course becoming involved in the relationship if you tell her that you're hanging out. If you genuinely don't want to be a part of it, stop hanging out with him.
Right.
Make a new friend. That's fine.
Let me say this caveat. Meddling is okay if you want to be in a relationship, if you want to replace that relationship. It's not okay if you're just trying to, like, fuck the other person and then get rid of her, because then it sort of fucks the other person over.
Right. Because
then it's like, oh, get rid of your relationship so that I can sleep with you, and then you have nothing.
I'm saying
it's meddling is okay if you're able to provide something better than what you are meddling.
That's true. But also, like, then you should be aware. I mean, I don't completely agree with you, but you should also be aware of the consequences when you start meddling, because that's...
Yeah, the consequences are they break up.
Right. So if you want them to break up and for this person to be single and her lover to be heartbroken and you want to like pick up the pieces, then I guess I think you're stupid, but go for it. And that's slightly better than somebody who's like, I'm just going to meddle until they break up and then I'm going to fuck her and go away.
Right.
Like that's
bad.
Worse. I mean, I don't think either of them are good. I feel like there are enough single people out there that they should, that's... You know, that's the dating pool.
Yeah. But doesn't the pool also involve people who are just sitting on the edge, dipping their toes in, who are in a bad relationship?
You know what? The pool's a wacky place. I don't even think it is a dating pool. I think it's a dating beach. Because the waves are rocky, the tide is strong, and there's a couple sexy lifeguards patrolling the area, don't you think?
I don't know. What, I sort of got lost in the metaphor.
Yeah, I think I just kind of want to go to the beach.
Yeah. What do we do now that we're at like near the 40-minute mark and we haven't taken our break yet?
Do we need to take a break? We could just power through to the fourth question.
Or we should just do a break and then end, because breaks are kind of chill.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Well, yeah. Do you have anything you want to talk about on this break?
Yeah, let's do a little breaky break before we have to go. I think, here's a funny thing that happened to me in basketball today.
Yeah.
I play basketball with a bunch of...
That's cool.
Yeah. Basketball is cool, but the
with
problem
with a bunch
is,
of 11-year-olds.
Yeah. At an elementary school. And nobody's really good, but I'm not really good either, so it works out. But everybody's, like, the locals there are all pretty cool because, you know, they play basketball and they're cool or whatever. Cool high schoolers, cool college kids. So I'm always trying to be a little bit cooler than I am. And today, we were playing 5-on-5 and somebody goes, "What's the score?" And I said, instead of one, you're supposed to say ones if it's 1-1. You say ones or one up or one all. But instead, I yelled, onesies. And nobody said anything, but I felt like such an idiot. I'm like, I can't talk the way I talk normally in this place. Because I would just be like, onesies, and that's fine. But for me to yell onesies in like a pickup basketball game, I wanted to run back to my car and drive off a cliff.
No one said anything the entire... No.
I mean, nobody... They were, I don't know if... I yelled it, so people probably heard it, but I don't know if it registered to them that I was a wiener.
God, it'd be so funny if as you were getting in your car, somebody said, "Good game, onesies."
I didn't fucking say onesies, dude.
For the rest of the...
I said ones. I said ones.
Your nickname on the court is onesies.
I show up on the next day wearing a onesie. A wrestling singlet.
Oh, man, that's sad. Onesies. As you twist your ankle and get a ball to the face.
Oh my god, what happened? Did you twisty your ankle? People snickering. Shut up, dude, it really freaking kills. Here, put this packy of ice on it.
Oh no.
I wanted to say that we're still going to London and Manchester too.
London, Manchester, Berlin, just for fun.
Oh, yeah, we decided on where to spend a week after our London shows. And this is in Berlin.
Oh, Berlin, y'all. Yes.
You Americans have so much fun, but you can't quite understand how well we eat.
Yeah, Germany, y'all.
So that's going to be fun. We're going to be just sort of doing impressions and shit on the Champs-Élysées Boulevard. And if y'all need me, I'll be eating a Wiener Schnitzel twice the side of my head, bitches.
Oh no, Theodore Leslie's coming back.
Little Spurkle.
Theodore Leslie, Leslie Theodore. Theodore Leslie and his twin sister, Leslie Theodore.
Why do they have different names? Oh, I guess because Leslie. So Theodore Leslie and Leslie's name was Leslie Leslie, but she married someone named Theodore. So Theodore Leslie and Leslie Theodore.
Amazing.
Both wearing onesies. So come out. The shows are still available. And
all of them?
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, Manchester might be sold out by the time this comes out. Don't quote me on that.
Don't quote me on that.
That's it. We're over time. We only answered three questions, but we delve deep. I actually do want to know if you guys can tweet at us what you think about meddling. Is it okay? I think it's okay. Or is it never a good idea? Or is it never nice?
Yeah, I don't think it's not illegal. I just think it's fucked.
No, yeah, I don't think it's fucked. I think it's fine.
You think it's fine?
Yeah, I think it's fine.
I think it definitely exists in the moral gray area.
Yeah. But what do you guys think? My Twitter handle is at Jake and Amir, and Jake's is at Jake Hurwitz.
That's right. Follow me on Twitter, everybody. I need the followers. I'm working up my courage to send out a tweet.
Yeah. It's been a while.
It's been a couple since, yeah.
But you're big on Instagram. You love the gram.
I do love
the gram. Same name, Jake Hurwitz.
I do love gramming. I appreciate
it. Yeah,
appreciate
follow Jake that. On Instagram.
And you know what? Follow Amir on Instagram. His handle is Jake Hurwitz.
No.
Yeah, dude. If you want to follow either of us on hey, Instagram, it's just Jake Hurwitz.
Let go of me. Okay, that's it. That's our time. The first, did I say who the first? Oh, yeah, we did. We're still accepting theme song submissions. Every show starts and ends with an original theme song. We always need more. Please keep sending them. That first one was from Philip in Sweden. And this last one is from Marcus and Laura. And they want us to give a shout out to DJ Penguin. So thanks, Marcus and Laura. And DJ Penguin. And if you guys have your own questions or your own theme songs, that email address one last time is ifireyoushow@gmail.com. See you later.
If I were you.
Jenner Podcast with Dr. Mike Dow.
I had only really seen Brody dance one other time before this wedding.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
And so I thought that his dancing skills were like crazy because I've seen this move he does, the Carlton.
Oh, that's my only dance
move. But that's his only dance move. At Reggie's wedding, he kept doing the Carlton and I go, you just totally tricked me the last time. I thought you were such a great dancer. Now I feel like this is your only move.
Oh, Brody.
It is my only move.
Brody Jenner and Dr. Mike Dow. Get a brand new episode at podcastone.com.